Bosch the doctor. She saw her padruka more beautiful, more ornament, better dressed, everybody looking at her. One auto substance, same. Понятно? Okay. And as now, you know, what will her spontaneous reaction?
Понятно?
As her mind based on mind cherish other.
Понятно?
Mind cherish other is the main substance when you meet with such condition. Second substance. Mental chemistry. Ums.
When it,
okay. When these two come together, she will immediately say, oh, what a great, my padruka, you know, today she is very happy. She has so many problems in her life. Today she looks very happy. And I know this happiness don't stay too long. May she never separate from such happiness. This comes spontaneously. Понятно? Если вы были самый худший человек, да? Когда вы вечером поехали, вы такой ум забот другой, да? Забот другой, а вам тоже одинаково, вы будете такое чувство. Понятно, да? Это не обязательно, вы должны святой человек так чувствовать. Понял, да? See, chemistry, you know, two substances meet together, reaction the same. The same way, mental substance also like that. For your mind, for
example.
Yes, not
that?
Oh. So visions come spontaneously when there is a mind cherish other. When the judgment comes, her face shines with a happiness. This is real beauty. This beauty will never become old.
Okay.
Face became old very soon. Okay. If you are a man, if you want to marry a girl who are beautiful, there's such inner beauty you should marry. And even if she became babushka, she will, that beauty will never go away. And the babushka little is your siyai, да? Babushka. Okay. Yes, Tata. If you get married to a woman thinking just wanting old face, then after 2, 3, 5 years, then you want another girl. That's where Russian men, they are married 5 girls, 5 or 5, 6 wives. The mistake is that they get married to the woman only face, not in the inner beauty. Okay. In Tibetan society, most men they marry to woman inner beauty. That's why even 80 years old they are stay together. It's not something special. Even 80 years old, they are together.
Поэтому даже когда они доживают до 80 лет, их брак остается прочным.
Понятно? Ясно. Америка, if somebody together for 25 years, it's like a very big celebration.
В Америке, если кому-то удается сохранить брак в течение 25 лет, то это большой праздник, большой
событие. Tibetan, if that is a праздник, then everybody in family they have праздник.
А если бы это был праздник для тибетцев, то тогда в каждой семье могут такой праздник.
25 is nothing. Whole life you have to stay together. Ясно, да? Okay. So that's where, you know, very debut mistake. This is come from debut mistake.
Поэтому
все эти вещи возникают из Okay. And a woman should, you know, if you are really interested in cosmetic, inner cosmetic is very important.
А женщина, если вы действительно любите косметику, то для вас важнее внутренняя косметика.
Rejoicement. This thing.
Это
when you rejoice other people, your face became a natural beauty. This is very good cosmetic.
Когда вы радуетесь других людей, ваше лицо приобретает естественную красоту. Внутреннюю естественную красоту. Это самая лучшая косметика.
Ясно, да? Okay. And men also like that.
Ну,
да? And you should also choose the man inner beauty also.
И женщина также должна выбирать себе мужа по принципу внутренней красоты.
Ясно, да? Okay. Then, as her rejoicement, you know, first rejoicement make her very happy. This I'm telling you.
Итак, вот как этот механизм происходит вот той, со второй девушкой, с Анечкой. Сначала у нее возникло чувство сорадования за подругу. И это чувство, в первую очередь, ее же сделало счастливой.
Понятно? Как омрачение, да? Like a delusion make destroy first one's own peace. In the same way, rejoicement, positive sentiment first make you more happy.
Что же такое омрачение? В первую очередь лишает покой вас и самих. Так же и сорадование. В первую очередь приносит счастье вам.
Okay. Rejoicement impossible make you unhappy.
Невозможно, чтобы сорадование сделало вас несчастным.
Понятно? If you experience that rejoicement, this is a very happiness.
Если вы знаете, что такое сорадование, если вы когда-нибудь чувствовали его, переживали, то вы знаете, что такое это счастье.
Понятно? Ясно, да? If you never buy car, you should rejoice it.
Поэтому, если ваш сосед купит себе новую машину, вы должны порадоваться.
Понятно? Then you'll be more happy than your сосед who buy the car.
Вы будете счастливее, гораздо счастливее своего соседа, который купил машину.
Понятно? You should think like that. When you have never buy car, oh, what a great, oh, my never buy our car. Okay. Yes, no, no? Okay. So you just, as a joke, tell him, don't think it's a very good car, don't think this is your car, it's our car. Just tell him. Very good car, I'm very happy.
Yes.
He will say, oh, definitely our car.
И тогда он тоже так развеселится и скажет, конечно,
это наш. Наша машина, понял, да? Он так счастлив, да? Он так много труда работал, в конце он купил машину, да? Сосед говорит, о, не так хорошая машина, да? Там Mercedes еще лучше, это не так. Он так несчастлив, да? Это не нормальный ума, понял, да? Какую машину купил? О, как хорошая, да? Такой свет красивый, вам идет, о, молодцы, я так рада, да, вы так купили. Но это не только твой, да, это наша машина. Я тоже надо вместе. Конечно, понял, да? Вам счастливо, он счастливо. Это драма мысли. Понял, да? Драма если we need for living in daily life. Not something like a the cave and meditation, not like that.
Карма это то, что нужно нам для нашей повседневной жизни. Это не для пещеры, не для горной какой-то медитации в пещере. Понятно? Это наша повседневная жизнь.
Ясно, да? Если вы так думаете, вы дама практики. Вам счастливо, сосед счастливо. Понял, да? Не нормально думаю, сам несчастливо, другой несчастливо. Понял, да? Ясно, да? Okay. So that's why Buddhist teaching. Dharma is teaching us how to think properly. Then you will be happy.
Это буддийское учение. Дхарма – это учение о том, как правильно думать, как правильно мыслить. И имея правильное мышление, вы будете счастливы.
Понял, да? Правильное мышление счастливо дает. Счастливо купить не могу. Только через правильно думать, да? Правильно разговору, да? Вам счастливо. Ясно, да? Okay. And rejoicement, you know, I, you know, for me, one of my main practices is rejoicement.
И для меня лично, одна из моих основных практик, это практика сорадования.
Buddha says that he who rejoices for other people's merit accumulates the same merit.
Buddha сказал, тот, кто радуется за заслуги других, накапливает те же самые заслуги.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why for us the best way to accumulate merit is rejoicing other people's merit.
Поэтому для вас лучший способ накопить заслуги это радоваться заслугам других.
That's not that. When I made up the mountain down Salah.
Okay.
All my friends, they wake up 4 o'clock in the morning.
I woke up 8 o'clock.
And look at the cave where my friends are meditating. And I say, oh, very good, my friend, you wake up 5 o'clock, do the practice, I really rejoice you.
Okay.
I rejoice you from the depth of my heart.
Okay.
I accumulate the same merit to all these people when I meditate. So as I rejoice five people, I accumulate five people's merit of morning session.
Okay.
One moment of rejoicement. Yes, Mother. Yes, Dada. If you don't know how to rejoice it, no matter how you meditate, you don't make a down practice. Yes, Dada. Once Milarepa and one yogi, Tibetan great yogi, Milarepa and one other monk, they are together in one family. And this family says that, you know, you can stay here, but tomorrow morning you should do the practice for us. And then they both accepted. And next morning, okay, another monk wake up early in the morning, 5 o'clock. Okay. Milarepa like me sleep until 8 o'clock. Milarepa is sleeping, you know. And okay. Then this monk, 5 o'clock, bell the bell and tomorrow like that, Milarepa was sleeping there.
Just
chanting loudly. Even more громко, so that the owner will hear it. Okay. Then 8 o'clock they bring the breakfast. Milarepa was still sleeping. Then this Kazan was shocked. He's still sleeping. Then this monk said, "Yes, very lazy practitioner." Still he's sleeping. I wake up 5 o'clock and do the practice. Then Milarepa wake up. Okay, he says, that's true. Okay, I'm a very bad practitioner. He's not only good practitioner, he's a very skillful practitioner. Same time when he practices Dharma, you know, Rishabh Mandrik, in the same time he buys one, you know, cow. And this cow give birth to one baby. And he gave a lot of milk. He sell the milk. And became very rich. And then this monk was shocked. Because when he do the practice, he doing thinking this thing. And from his glory, he see it, and he says, Then he said, he immediately doubted that maybe this is malaria. Great yogi Milarepa. And he asked, are you Milarepa? And people call me Milarepa. Still I don't know who am I. So yeah, but, okay. And then he prostrated to him. Okay. And he says, please be my spiritual master. See, okay, Milarepa specially come to this house to subdue this monk. Because there is karmic connection previous life, so that's why he specially come for that monk. Yes, okay. Okay. Then this monk, you know, Milarepa said, if you want to practice Dharma, come with me. Up on the mountain you should practice.
This
cream. Yes, sir. Then later on this monk became a very great yogi. Yes, that's with that demonstrates. Okay, dedication. So tomorrow we will see you here, huh? What? Sure. Yes, sir. Okay, хорошо. Ten.
Sisters.
Okay, that's after.